Yom Shlishi B'Shabbes, Parshas Emor, Shir 565. There was once a Balabas who was a friend of Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Rachmana Litzlan, he lost his wife, and he got married. His new wife was a sister-in-law of a very wealthy individual, who was a major contributor to other Jewish organizations, not yeshivas. And the yeshiva made a Sheva Brachas for this individual, and a relative who was involved in the shidduch suggested that they should invite this wealthy relative. Maybe he'll be impressed and he'll become a supporter of the yeshiva. Rav Aaron Cutler agreed, and the man came, and they sat him at the head table, not far from the yeshiva. And after Rav Aaron spoke, someone who knew this rich relative, he knew that he liked to speak, and he suggested that maybe he should be honored to speak. And the yeshiva agreed. And this fellow got up and he said this is his first time in Lakewood and he's honored to meet the yeshiva. He's impressed with the sincerity of the Bachrim. But then he said that his father was a Rav and his grandfather was a Rav and they were both wrong. They should have gone into business. They should have made money. Instead, they couldn't support their families and they died without money. And this man said he's prepared to establish a fund that the boys in this yeshiva will be able to have a college education and become well-rounded and be able to contribute to the world. You'll be able to make a living. And then the man sat down and a baron jumped up from his seat. He didn't look at the man, but he pointed his finger towards him. And he quoted what we say in the Haggadah. Rosha Mahu Omer, Moha Avoida Hazais Lachem. What does the Rosha say? Moha Avoida Hazais Lachem, what are you doing? Vamartem Zevach Pesach. You should say Zevach Pesach, Zokta Vilna Goin. Vamartem means you don't talk to the Rosha. You talk to yourselves. You're Mechazik yourselves. You don't have a conversation with the Rosha. You tell yourselves the purpose of Avodas Hashem. Va'amartem zevach pesach ul Hashem. You don't talk to him. You talk to yourselves. And Abaron continued speaking for 15 minutes, reinforcing the Talmidim, the chashivas of Limud HaTorah, and not to be impacted by what this individual had said. We have Ovis, we have a Messiah, and Torah is the most important thing. And the Talmidim were amazed. This individual, they were hoping to give big money to the yeshiva. And Abaron wasn't impressed. If the person said something that was incorrect, al pi hashkafa, that was incorrect for what Abaron was trying to ingrain into the yeshiva, it doesn't make a difference who the person is. It doesn't make a difference what the person can do. The bottom line is, emes is emes. And that's how a yid has to live. Sometimes we're in a difficult situation. We need a favor from somebody. We need someone to do something. And we have to remember, MS is MS. We don't bend our hashkafas because of circumstance.